Only if you're good to yourself, you can be good to others. Good leadership requires me time. You have to take me time. You should give it to yourself. You have to plan it proactively. Nobody else will do that for you. Welcome to the Lightwolf Podcast. My name is Stefan. I am a leadership catalyst, your podcast host, and I'm delighted to have you with me on the show today. In our hectic world, where demands are constantly increasing, it is crucial to regularly take time for yourself. Because, as my esteemed colleague Tine Berges once said so aptly, quote, "Only if you're good to yourself, you can be good to others," unquote. How well said. Thank you, Tine. That's why in this episode, we are talking about why your me time should be sacred to you and how you can make sure you get enough of it. Only then you can lead yourself and others well, because good leadership requires me time. Already the first chancellor of the Federal Republic of Germany at the time, Konrad Adenauer, was adamant about taking a nap every afternoon and considered his me time to be sacred. Also, President Barack Obama took an hour for himself every day without appointments. One essential prerequisite for making good use of me time is that you create it in the first place. You have to take me time. You should give it to yourself. You have to plan it proactively. Nobody else will do that for you. You have to, and you can do it yourself. Yeah? Please treat yourself. Help yourself. Give yourself time. One experience I'd like to share from my own daily work, and it's another week like this, because it's Friday afternoon now. I have a lovely time recording this, and again, I look back at a really very good week, and I think of 70-20-10. Whenever a week was really good for me, like this current week, I always stuck to my own 70-20-10 rule. I spent 70% of my time that week on the very few essential topics, 20% on priority B topics, and 10% on nothing at all. This 10% was me time, and was also used as me time, for reflection, for thinking, for anticipating, and for reacting to unexpected important issues. Here are the three specific reasons why, to me, your me time should be sacred to you, and a few ideas what you can do with it. 1. Rest and regeneration. At a time when constant availability and high demands on you are omnipresent, you need to consciously take the time for rest and regeneration. Probably, there are many people who want your time at work. Maybe you have to travel, maybe even across time zones. That's exhausting. Huh? Allow yourself regular breaks to recharge your batteries. This can be a walk, a short meditation, a fascinating blog article, a good book, or simply a moment of silence. Studies show that regular breaks boost productivity and creativity. So therefore, tip number one and reason number one why your me time should be sacred to you: rest and regeneration. Number 2, self-reflection. Use your me time for self-reflection. One of the red threads going through our work as a team, the entire team, and my work as a leadership catalyst is the inconsistency and sometimes lack of self-reflection. And the higher up you get in an organization, the less honest feedback do you receive. This is typically because people are either lazy, to be honest, because giving you honest feedback if you're higher up in the hierarchy is work, or they are scared because they are scared of the power of your role. So the higher up you get, the more important it is to self-reflect. Take time to think about your goals, your values, your priorities. This conscious reflection helps you gain clarity and make better decisions. In my opinion, one question should be asked from time to time. And the question is, what do I want? This question has enormous power and potential for satisfaction if we answer it honestly and if we put the answer into practice and into action. A diary can be a valuable tool here to support you. Write down your thoughts and your progress regularly to keep a clear head and review your path. So that's reason and tip number two why your me time should be sacred to you. Self-reflection. And tip number three, health and well-being. Your me time should also be dedicated to your health and well-being. Whether it's exercise, sleep, or simply a relaxing bath. Make sure you feel good physically and mentally. By taking care of your health, you will increase your resilience and be better able to face daily challenges. This next part is not an advertisement. It's just my experience. The Aura app helps me with health and well-being. I wear it instead of a watch because I prefer to have my wrists free at night. And Aura, with its ring, simply suited me better when I became a user a good 2 years ago. Since then, I've been tracking my daily form, my sleep, quality and quantity, my activity and my resilience very precisely. I'm really grateful that my wife Tanya gave me this tip and this present. It's really very helpful for my life. I understand exactly why I feel the way I feel and what I can do to feel better. And the information matches my own feelings very closely. It helps me stay healthy and feel good. So tip number three and reason number three why your me time should be sacred is health and well-being. Recap, why does your me time matter? Why should it be sacred? What can you do with it? One, rest and regeneration. Take regular time to recharge your batteries. Two, self-reflection. Use the time to think about your goals and priorities. And three, health and well-being. Take care of your physical and mental health. And if you'd like more input on how to make good use of your valuable, precious time, the only non-renewable resource in your life, why not listen to Lightwolf podcast number 384, entitled Your Time is Yours. Three tips on how to invest it wisely. I'm sure Hannah is going to put a link here into the show notes. Thanks a lot for joining us, for joining me today. If you enjoyed this podcast, I look forward to receiving your feedback and your rating in your podcast app. See you next time in the Lightwolf podcast. Take care and see you soon.